I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My colleague and friend Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness takes me to inside the Congress to look at what the conversation is now about the filibuster. Over these last days, we've had contradictory remarks from Democratic leadership, such as Joe Manchin, said to be the moderate Democrat in the 50-50 Senate, such as Dianne Feinstein, who has in the past voiced support for the filibuster. However, within these last days, the President of the United States has indicated he's in favor of adjustments or reform. There are very careful words here of the filibuster. That is, I understand that the President is saying the filibuster is holding back his agenda, which, of course, is what the filibuster is about. It's the powers of the minority. What happens if the President and his counselors, the Vice President, the leader of the Senate, Mr. Schumer, are successful in removing the filibuster? What will follow?
Well, we know they want to do it, John, because as we discussed about the AMCOMs, if they see a rule that gets in their way, they change the rule or they just ignore it altogether. So that's fine. I remember back in 2017, you had the Democrats were in a panic that the Republicans were going to get rid of the filibuster and do whatever they wanted with their majority. And Mitch McConnell said no. Some people like myself supported that and understood why that is necessary to keep the Senate as a deliberative body. Unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats who said one thing back in 2017 are saying the exact opposite now because it suits their purposes. It's rank hypocrisy, and when rank hypocrisy is involved in changing rules, you know nothing good is coming down the pike if they're successful. Now, I want you to ask yourself, as a Republican, you do know in the past when the Democrats have changed the Senate rules, such as when Harry Reid went to 51 votes to be able to have the confirmation of judicial appointments, we wound up getting Amy Coney Barrett by following the same rule that Schumer put in place, or pardon me, that Harry Reid put in place. So if Schumer wants to change the filibuster, if that gets thrown into the ash can of history, then be prepared for when the Republicans' majority happens.
The filibuster change means that the Democrats can advance their legislation quickly. Yes, H.R. 1, for example, changing the state's votes rules to national votes rules. The forgiveness of student loans up to 50,000, pick a number, 100,000. Elizabeth Warren has big ideas. The wealth tax, that would all go through once the filibuster is gone. Is that correct, Thaddeus?
Well, it depends on who they're going to get to vote for it. It's kind of a strange situation for Manchin. Manchin's playing his semantic games, just like Biden. Of course, Biden's going to do whatever he's told to do. But Manchin is a far more cagey individual with a lot more agency in the present circumstance. So the question for him is, you want to go back to West Virginia and you want to say, yeah, I got rid of the filibuster, but I'm voting against X, Y, and Z. Now, if he caves on the filibuster, you can bet your bottom dollar he's going to cave on a whole bunch of other stuff. He claims to be pro-life. He just caved on the Democratic blue state bailout they just passed. And he's pro-life, but there were billions of dollars for abortions, domestic and abroad. And yet he voted for that. And then he turned around and said, oh, it's horrible. We got to fix that. Well, no, you voted for it. You didn't try to fix it. I didn't see any amendments with your name on them getting it attached to the bill either there, Joe. So he's not a good one to put your faith in. Now, the bottom line is this. If you do this, I guarantee you, you're going to come to rue the day because, first of all, the stuff you're going to try to pass is not going to be popular with the American people, okay? Because if it was going to be popular, you get 60 votes. If it's not going to be popular with the American people, you're going to get wiped out in 2022, which is fully to be expected. Because I want you to think about this, John. Why does the Democrats, who claim they're the party of the future, that the Republicans are all done and finished, why do you feel the need to change the filibuster rule to pass everything in the next 2 years, starting with H.R. 1, which is an electoral bill to rig the elections in the future? You know why they want to do this? They're not doing this from a position of strength. They're not doing this because they believe they're the party of the future. They're doing this because they're weak. They need to change the rules because they know their agenda is unpopular with the American people, and they have to jam it down our throats and hope H.R. 1 can save them in 2022. And even if you get rid of the filibuster, it's not going to save you.
The AMCOMs, do they want the filibuster gone, or do they get involved at that tactical level? Or are they just big thing?
Of course they want the filibuster gone so they can jam things through on Americans. And they also keep us locked down so that you can't go out and protest about it like the Tea Party did. This is all very systemic, and it is all very integrated. So when you look at this, not only do the AMCOMs want the filibuster gone, they're the people talking about starting to limit the First Amendment. They want the Constitution gone because in a constitutional republic, the biggest impediment to the growth of government and to the totalitarian wannabes across the country is the Constitution, because it tells them what they cannot do.
Your measure of the Republican Party, your veteran Republican legislator, are the Republicans responding in any fashion you can see organized, or is it every man and woman for him or herself?
I think the Republicans are very organized. I think they're very tight-knit. And I think that as the left continues, especially with the filibuster, attacks on the filibuster and other legislative matters, you're going to continue to see the Republican Party become unified. You're going to continue to see Trump supporters who are not necessarily Republicans tend to join with the Republican Party in common defense of the Constitution, the common defense of our prosperity and liberty and national security. So you're going to continue to see that. And I think, again, that's why the Democrats want to jam all this thing through. And this is why H.R. 1 was the first thing they did. Remember, the Democrats did not do COVID relief first. They did H.R. 1 to protect themselves and get partisan advantage. That's where their heads are at. They care more about politics and the American people, and that's why H.R. 1 was about them, not about you.
The AMCOMs, Thaddeus, it's a wonderful concept to look for. What do you expect? What will be road signs that the AMCOMs are making in advance? What should we watch for? Any particular thing or every detail?
Every detail. They attack on all fronts. They believe that politics is life. Whereas normal people believe that politics is a part of life and it's not one any of us particularly enjoy. It's just something you have to do. So to get their meaning, they exercise themselves through the political processes to try to determine how other people are going to live. That's what they want to do. So you have to watch everything. And I would urge people, if you to understand it, to go in, to learn about it, and participate in local elections and on up. Because that's the most important thing you can do. Become active yourself. It's time to exercise the rights you have to preserve and promote them. Because if not, the AMCOMs are more than happy to take them away from you.
Thaddeus McCotter, The American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.